Hey, Jason John Cowart here, Next Gen Pastor at New Covenant Church in Longview, Texas. And this is a podcast called Thoughts, where I highlight and discuss a thought or an idea or something God shows me over the course of the day. And I'd love to hear what you think. So let's continue the conversation on Facebook or Instagram at Jason John Cowart, or you can visit wearencc.com or jasonjohncowart.com. I hope to hear from you soon. Thank you so much for listening. Be blessed. Over the last couple of years, I have planted a small garden in my backyard. This has been a real challenge for me, as you are listening to a guy who has killed ferns within a week. I mean, you got to be pretty bad at raising plants to kill a fern in a week. And one of the things I planted both years is tomatoes. Now, the first year I started from seeds, and I don't know if you've ever tried to start a garden by starting with a seed, but I realized very quickly how crazy that was. So this year I planted those little sprouts that you get from like Home Depot or whatever. And this year worked way better. I had more tomatoes than I knew what to do with. I'm so tired of tomatoes. But that first year, that was my learning curve year. And the first year is when I learned just how important the soil was to growing a plant. Now, of course, I didn't plant any seeds in a bed of rocks. I mean, it wasn't that bad. And honestly, I think everyone knows that you need to plant seeds in good soil, right? But what is good soil? Like, what does that even mean? And to me, it just meant that it looked dark. I mean, it's like if you see dirt that looks dark, you're like, oh, that's good dirt. But I've learned a lot more this year. And so I realized it's more than just what color the dirt is. What I learned was that the nutrients in the soil make the difference. And that's especially true for tomatoes. Apparently, tomatoes, they like nitrogen in the soil. And so the first year I planted them, I planted them in a place where there obviously was not a lot of that because they died pretty quickly. But this year I took time to make sure their soil had exactly the right nutrients they needed to grow. And boy, did they. It reminds me, like in Matthew 13, Jesus told this parable of a farmer sowing seeds. And some of those seeds fell on really good ground. Some fell on, you know, kind of rocky ground. Some fell on ground, but it had thorns and thistles, etc. We know the story, right? But the ability of the seed to grow to its purpose was really determined by quality, depth, environment. But really, it was determined by the soil. And I know we always talk about that passage in terms of like people receiving the gospel of Jesus Christ. It's kind of a salvation passage, and it is. But it really got me thinking about my interactions with people. What impact am I having on people's soil? I mean, am I helping them grow, or am I being a thorn? Am I inhibiting their growth? So I thought about those tomatoes and how important the nutrients in the soil really were. And I realized that our words have the power to impact the soil of people around us. I mean, with a single word, we can either inject nutrients or herbicide. With our words, we can either help the seed that God placed in them grow, or we can kill it. I mean, God forbid that we speak a word over someone that plays a role in destroying the seed that God placed inside of them. Truth is, Proverbs 18:21 is right. There is immense power in our words, both for life and death. The truth is, me personally, I can tend to be more negative than positive. So I've really got to focus on speaking life. And one of the ways I do that is by fully embracing the fact that I have the power to change someone's soil simply by speaking life. I mean, what an amazing thought that is. So the question for you is, what impact are you having on the soil and the people around you every day? Are you building up people or are you tearing them down? Are you helping their seeds grow, or are your words poison to their purpose? I mean, maybe you have a bully coworker or a classmate, and maybe that person makes life really, really hard for everyone else. And it's really easy, honestly, to speak death in return. You know, when somebody fronts you, it's easy to speak death right back. But maybe everyone in their world has spoken nothing but death over them their entire lives, and so they speak out of the storehouse that has been poured into them. But what if a single word put just the right nutrient in their soil, so that the seed God placed in them really could begin to take root? I mean, friends, that word is in your mouth. And as an encouragement to both you and me, myself, let's say those words that makes people soil rich and life-giving. Our words really can change their soil. So I would just ask, who is someone in your world that could use some nutrients in their soil? Then go give it to them.